When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
What song they've put with our little opening.
Oh, we never know.
I know it. And then I go back and listen to it, right? And then on one show it was like, I believe I can fly, and I wanted to kill myself.
That's Paul.
No, but son of Bruce Paul has been our engineer. So how does that happen?
Paul likes to do the music.
I believe I can fly?
Well, you're going to have to tell him that.
That's unacceptable. I was mortified. I heard it, right? Because I downloaded the friggin' podcast, and it's like, I check it, and I listen, you know, see how, if I sound totally illiterate with the you knows, which you haven't been on top of at all, by the way, Janice. The show starts out, and it's like, I believe I can fly. And I thought to myself, dear God, what have I downloaded? And then I hear myself go, welcome to the show. And I wanted to kill myself, but it was already out there. I was like, I couldn't bring it back.
Okay, we're going to make a note of that. No.
No Michael Bolton, no Kenny G, no nothing circa.
Well, those things, I believe, like, who's that? That's
I don't know, but nothing. I don't ever want to hear that again.
Touch the wind. Probably no Dan Hill.
It's not funny.
No, wait, no Kenny G. No, what was the other one? Who was
I'm being serious.
Michael Bolton, I agree with you on that.
Yeah, I don't want to hear any of that. That's embarrassing.
No. Okay, and no, I think it's R. Kelly. Isn't that R. Kelly?
I don't know. It's not. We're going to get sued now by R. Kelly.
No.
Because.
It's.
Anyway, welcome to the show. I wanted to talk.
Okay.
With my notes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about.
God.
Detoxifying your life a little bit. And I don't actually mean spiritually, although we could all use that from time to time. I mean, literally. I spend so much time debating with these doctors, and sometimes I want to run my head into the wall because Western medicine is all about, oh, you're sick, let's treat the sickness.
Yep.
But these guys don't ever look at something and go, why are you sick? Never. It drives me crazy. Like, this woman was on the show the other day, and she was asking a question. She was saying, I've got severe PMS, right? Severe. And of course, Dr. Lisa starts telling her all the ways to treat severe PMS. She's like, well, we can do the birth control pill and we can do this, blah, blah, blah. And I wanted so badly to be like, wait a second. Why aren't we stopping to look at why her hormones are out of whack in the first place and why she's got PMS so badly? You know, because Dr. Lisa said, well, you could have a fibroid and it, you know, it's hormonal and blah, 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 blah. But not once did we stop and look at why the PMS was so bad, why her hormones were out of whack. And I know, because of what I do, that so much of these hormonal imbalances and these conditions we're seeing, like crazy chronic PMS or various breast cancers, cervical cancer, ovarian cancer, prostate cancer, testicular cancer, I could go on and on. But cancer is essentially when your cells mutate, right? When something goes wrong, in your cells and there is a mutation, that's cancer. It's what it is. Period. It's not a virus. It's not a bacteria. It's the mutation of your own cells. So think about this logically for a second. When you put chemicals into your body that are foreign and not natural, it doesn't know how to process it. So, of course, if one little function in one of those little cells goes haywire, gets off the mark, you've got a situation that leads to cancer, that potentially could create mutations. Well, when you're putting thousands of chemicals, okay, into your body, whether it's in your air, whether it's in your water, whether it's in your food, whether it's in your beauty products, you're exponentially increasing your chances of infertility, cancer, and the list goes on and on. All of these things, by the way, have to do with biochemistry, which are affected dramatically by hormones. So I wanted to say, we at some point have got to start being proactive about prevention. And we can't become phobic, but we also can't go into denial, because so many of us are like, oh, come on. You know, that's a rich person's game. Organics. Sure, Jillian, you're out of touch. When meanwhile, that same person who tells me they can't afford organics is spending $5 a day at Starbucks. And when that poor little sucker gets cancer, it will bankrupt them. Absolutely. Number one cause of bankruptcy in this country are health related. Yes. So we've got to try to find the money or be smarter about the products we're purchasing and learn to save money in other areas like cleaning supplies or beauty supplies. And we've talked about this a lot on the show, but it's up to us. You cannot always leave it to the docs. The docs are taught how to treat your disease. Like, okay, you're sick, let's treat it. But they just aren't taught about how to prevent it. They're not. With something as simple as heart disease, sure, they're going to tell you eat better, move more. But they're not going to look at you and go, where did the PCOS come from? Why do you have melasma on your face? Why do you have such extreme PMS? Why? They don't do that. It's just not the way they function. Some doctors do, most don't. So this is where you've got to be responsible and you've got to be aware. And I'm not going to give you tasks that are impossible. Okay. I'm going to give you things that are accessible that won't make you crazy. Will you ever be able to cut it down completely? No. And I ended up getting in a little debate with Travis the other day. And don't get me wrong, I love him. So I preface by saying, but he was like, you know, you say that we should never have diet soda and you say that we should never have junk food. And I'm like, you're right. No, you shouldn't. And I think people confuse that. They don't even understand the difference, by the way, between calories and chemicals. There's a huge difference. When I say no fast food, people think I mean you're never allowed to have a treat again. That's not what I mean. I mean that I don't ever need to see you eating something like hydrogenated oil or HFCS, high fructose corn syrup, or artificial coloring, artificial sweeteners. These are chemicals, not calories. I never need to see you eat chemicals, ever. I have a no chemical policy, period. And, you know, they go, how can you say you can never have a diet soda again? It's polarizing. But I just don't understand it. I was like, would you have crack again? And then all the docs jump on me. Crack is not the same thing as, you know, this diet soda. And I go, really? What's the difference? Is crack addictive? Yes. Is diet soda addictive? Yes. Can crack kill you? Yes. Can diet soda kill you? Yes. So I don't understand the difference. I guess because you can function on diet soda mentally. They don't think it's the same thing. But I have a no chemical policy. Now, Travis was like, well, Jillian, you know, if you really felt that way, you wouldn't live in Los Angeles. And I said, you know, Trav, here's the thing. I live at the beach in Los Angeles. I live at the healthiest place I possibly can because at the beach, you know, it blows all that crap out to the ocean, which, by the way, is not why I live at the beach. So I would love to pretend like it was. It's not. It's because it's beautiful out there and it calms me down. But the reality is I do live in LA, and I do it because my family's here and my career is here. So I can't completely up and move to, you know, the mountains of Colorado. But all the more important why I don't ingest chemicals whenever possible, or put them on my body, or breathe them, or drink them, whenever I can. So if you can't make your life perfect, wouldn't you change the things that you can change? I can choose. There's no substitute for living in LA. There's not. You want to work in the entertainment industry? You live in LA or New York. And by the way, New York's no better with regard to toxicity. There is a substitute for a chemical cheeseburger. You can get meat that doesn't have hormones. You can get bread that's whole grain. You can use, you can use cheese that doesn't have hormones, low fat, organic cheese. There is a substitute. I'm asking you to substitute when you can and remove toxins and chemicals when you can, and not to stick your head in the sand. Because the reality is that if you look around you, you're going to notice that we've seen dramatic increases in asthma, allergies, cancer, infertility. 1 in 6 people are infertile. How many people do you know that struggle with suddenly allergies to wheat or peanuts? Yeah. Since when? This wasn't around when I was growing up. It's everywhere now. Everybody's got food allergies. Oh, okay. That just, what, popped up out of the blue? I've had 3 friends in their, 40 and under get two breast cancers and an ovarian cancer in the last couple of years. My mom's friends never had breast cancer and ovarian cancer. Come on. Wake up and start looking at what's happening. Children with asthma. I mean, pay attention to what's happening. You cannot put your head in the sand. And you have to appreciate that you can't look back to previous generations and go, well, you know, these things aren't toxic. We didn't know. You realize that 99% of the 80,000 toxic chemicals in circulation did not exist before 1950. So when you look at and you say, my grandmother, she ate like this and she lived to be 90, but she didn't actually eat the way you eat. She ate real meat with no hormones and no antibiotics. She ate milk that didn't have hormones and antibiotics. She ate fruit that didn't have 11 forms of pesticide on them or wasn't a genetically engineered tomato. She did not live the way you live. So you cannot make that argument for that very reason.
But Grandma could drink the gin.
Oh, boy. And that's probably why she lives so long. Okay. Homegirl was happy. Yeah.
Sorry.
No, I'm just saying. I agree with you. Take a sip of my tea. You're going to hear this. Ready?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. It's incorrigible.
Organic. Okay. So now that I've scared you enough, let's talk about some simple solutions. And these are things we haven't talked about before that I picked up, of course, reading my little magazines. And because, I like to stay current. So the first one is change your sheets. This is one I actually didn't know and I'm ashamed of myself. Did you know that polyester cotton blend sheets or permanent pressed linens have a certain kind of finish that releases formaldehyde?
What?
Yeah. How about that? And of course, formaldehyde is incredibly toxic. So you don't want to be sleeping in it and you don't want to be breathing it. Anything that you inhale, you're inhaling particles of it. It's as though you are ingesting it. And your skin is transdermal, which means anything you put on your skin goes into your body, into your bloodstream. That's why your cosmetics, your shampoo, your cleaning supplies, all of that stuff matters. So,
well, formaldehyde.
Yeah, no polyester cotton blends and no permanent press linens. You can use untreated cotton. That's the key with the sheets. Huh? How about that? That's a simple change, right? In the garden, do not use chemicals on your lawn, especially things like Roundup, weed killer. That stuff is serious business. Very, very toxic. Your kids go outside, they play in the yard, they get it on them, the dogs bring it inside. Yeah. And by the way, I have friends who've lost their dogs to cancer. Because dogs are playing in that yard and they're eating the dog food with the hormones and the whole thing. Pay attention to what's going on around you. Anyway, lose the Roundup. Lose the weed killer. There's actually really simple solutions to this that I read. It's kind of interesting. You can add mulch to your garden beds and it inhibits weeds. And another thing you can do is you set your lawnmower, or if you're not mowing your own lawn, tell your gardener to set the lawnmower for 3 inches because longer grass shades the weeds and stifles the weeds from growing because they can't get the sun. Huh? And there are natural herbicides that you can use that are made with something called corn gluten meal or vinegar.
So you vinegar. Can, my sister does that. You put I don't know the exact recipe, but it is a mixture with vinegar for your weeds. It's completely natural. And that gets
I pretty much gather we could find that online. All right, so Google vinegar, weed killer, and I think
natural weed killer.
Yeah. So yeah, lose the chemicals on the lawn. That's a big one. Of course, at the market, I understand the organic problem. I get it. Okay. Let's try to prioritize then what we're buying that is organic. Like I had this fight with my mother that I continuously reiterate. Where she, you know, I went in the house and she had berries in the freezer that weren't organic. And I was like, oh my God, have you learned nothing? You know.
Your poor mother.
I know. She's just, I busted her with a Splenda packet the other day and had a tantrum. I couldn't find it. There wasn't a stevia around. I swear to God. I was like, it doesn't matter. You drink it black. I'm a terrible child. Anyway, point being, I found these berries in her fridge. And I said, I was like, Mom, what are you doing? You can't. She's like, well, the ones that are organic are $6. And yes, my mom's voice sounds like that. They're $6. And I just couldn't, honey, that's just crazy. And I was like, okay, but then don't buy them. Then get an orange that has a thick peel. Is it ideal if it's not organic? No, but it's a lot better. It's going to absorb significantly less chemicals. So thin skinned fruits and vegetables, you gotta go organic or don't do it. Get thicker skin stuff like oranges, watermelons, pineapple, things of that nature, okay, that have a rind or a thick skin. You would literally consume 80% fewer pesticides if you went organic on the thin skin fruits and vegetables. And the number one, the 12 most contaminated items, I'm going to run through them real quick. Celery, strawberries, peaches, spinach, imported nectarines, imported grapes, bell peppers, domestic blueberries, lettuce, kale and potatoes. So don't do those. You can go to the environmental working group and find
things.
It. Environmental. You can go to the environmental working group website. And by the way, you can get this stuff frozen and it's significantly cheaper. Or you can join a community supported agriculture, which is a group of farms that will deliver right to your door. And it's much cheaper because they don't have overhead. You can go on localharvest.org to find one in your area. And this way you can get this stuff that's healthier for you, better for you at a cheaper price. And like I said, if you can't afford organics, then get the thick skinned alternatives. Now, another reason to stay away from junk food, because a lot of times these fast food wrappers like pizza boxes or, you know, whatever they're wrapping your burger up or the lining, the coating of the fry box or the inside of the popcorn bag. Well, it's got these oil and water repelling chemicals that are extremely carcinogenic and they transfer into your food and then go into your body. Linked to all different kinds of cancer, and you get the deal.
The only safe container is glass.
That's true. Yeah,
really,
that's true. You can find certain brands of organic canned foods don't have BPA on the inside.
Oh, okay.
I think Amy's is one of them. But you're right, glass is the safest. There are some plastics that are far more toxic. But this literally has a coating on it. It's like an oil and water repelling chemical Molotov cocktail that literally slides onto the food. Mm-hmm. And it's so the container doesn't get soggy, but it'll kill you.
But my meat's going to be fresh.
Yeah, so your pizza box doesn't get soggy, but you will die.
Oh,
so, yeah, another reason to avoid fast foods in general. Yeah. Okay. Next one, dry cleaning. That stuff's super toxic. It's called PERC, and I'm not even going to attempt to try to pronounce the name, but that dry cleaning fluid can cause everything from headaches to liver and kidney damage. So, you know, some dry cleaners swap out that chemical for a different chemical called D5, but that one also causes uterine cancer in lab animals.
Look at the, you know what I do? I look at the label that says dry clean only. I don't buy it.
That's not possible. The fancy stuff. Dark line only. Okay.
All right, so I shop at different places. Than
well,
you.
I mean, I am famous. I gotta, you know, you're just you. I'm famous.
I
mean,
I have... Yes, I can wear my
attention, Kmart shopper.
I don't wear sheets, okay?
I'm just saying. No, come on, look at me right now. I'm wearing dirty sweats and an old t-shirt. But the point is, like, sometimes you gotta look.
Yeah.
You want to look cute. Unlike you, Janice. So, here's the solution. If you dry clean your clothes, you want to keep them bagged in the car because you don't want the chemicals in the car in a shut car. But then unbag them and leave them outside. Don't put them in your closet for at least a couple of hours so they air out.
Yeah, so that's right. With my dry cleaning stuff, that's what I take off the bag. I own a couple of fancy outfits. Yeah.
You get more and more tragic with every passing show. I mean, really, but you did. I mean, when are we going to color our hair again?
No, I like it now.
Oh.
I've begun to like the, isn't there another item on the list? Because I have one for you.
There is. No, I've got one. I'm not done.
Oh.
Cool your jets there. Slow your roll, Hondo. All right. Next one. Jewelry. So, don't buy cheap costume jewelry, especially from out of the country, like China. Because a lot of it contains a carcinogen called cadmium. How about that one? And only small exposures to cadmium can cause kidney and bone damage.
Oh, my God.
I know, right? So basically, if it says made in China, don't buy it. And you need to be real careful about metal toys, like trucks and planes and things like that, that you buy from China that you give your kids because, you know, they bite on them and put them in their mouth and stuff. Anyway, so you want to buy local bling, local costume jewelry. Made locally because we don't put cadmium in it. How about that?
You wouldn't know about that anyway, now would you? Because you're famous. You wouldn't buy costume jewelry.
No, because I am totally rich and famous. And inaccessible to you, Janet. I'm on a whole nother.
I'm blessed just to be in the same room with you.
Yeah,
today.
I am on a whole nother thing here. Doing my own rich person. Big diamonds.
Sipping your own rich person's
tea. Yeah. I'm going to choke. Okay.
When do I get to do mine?
I'm not done. Okay. Jeez. God. Okay. Go sit in the corner.
Nice.
All right. I've got two more. Ready?
Okay.
Dust. Yeah. A lot of the toxins in your home get tracked in on dust. So, Swiffer. Huh?
Oh, my God.
I'm serious. Dude, I'm so serious.
Okay, can we do without the ads then? With the alive person being the dust and they grab onto the mop and like those old songs?
It. All right, we don't have to do that. Think of it this way. You can remove dust without, by the way, using chemicals. But remove the dust from your home because a lot of these toxins. Yeah. Do you know that they found fire retardant in breast milk? I mean, just literally, and they're saying that vacuum bag dust had all the chemicals that they found in like the umbilical cord and the amniotic fluid and the here's a little study I'm sort of paraphrasing that I'm reading right here, but basically the flame retardant fire retardant chemical called DECA that they found in the breast milk, they find all these chemicals in the vacuum bag in the dust
which sits in their house,
right? So the idea here is dust regularly and change your air filters because you remove a lot of that dust. Change your air filters regularly. And of course, beauty products. So many times you can go natural. You can use brown sugar as a facial scrub. You can use olive oil as a moisturizer. I mean, you can use your real simple. What you think you're doing to beautify, you're probably putting tons of like phthalates and parabens and fragrance and chemicals on your face. Paige, my makeup artist, is real big on green beauty.
The perfume. Remember, she told us about the perfume once.
Parfum. Fragrance, super toxic. So if you want to learn more about that, you can go to Paige's website. I think it's like PaigePaget.com.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah, it is.
You think I'd know that.
Two T's.
Yeah. And cleaning products. By the way, you save a ton of money just using natural things around the house as beauty products. And cleaning products, same thing. You can use hydrogen peroxide. You can use lemon juice. You can use vinegar. There's all. Tea tree oil. Exactly. Yeah. If you just Google natural cleaning product, products? Yeah. Natural cleaning solutions, things of that nature. Because all those cleaning products that you put on your table, you know, you're thinking, oh, I'm disinfecting the house. I'm removing bacteria. But you're actually like loading every surface on the house up with toxins and chemicals. It's super bad.
Is it my turn now?
Okay, go.
Okay. Don't wear Ginchies you just buy from the store right away. you should make sure you wash them first. What? Ginchies. Underpants. Ganchies. Gincherellas. Panties. Underwear. Under things. Why are you looking at me like that? Underpants.
Speak English.
Is that what rich people not call them underpants?
Well, they certainly don't call them ginchies.
Okay. Underpants, the ginch. When you buy them, make sure you wash them first. I like to buy them, go, oh, I got new ginchies. You know, especially you got to have the date panties. You know, there's date. When you're going on a date, you have the new panties, right?
Panties. Don't say panties.
What's wrong with panties?
That's a disgusting word.
Oh, my God. You have such issues around that stuff, around the area.
Panties, book.
Okay, underpants.
That's like what child molesters say.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Isn't it, of Bruce Paul?
Listen to this. Is very important because guess what? If you don't wash it before you wear it, my sister told me that and my friend Kathy told me that because there's poo in it.
What are you talking about? There's not poo in new underwear.
There is because the people that you don't know, the people that inspect it, sometimes they don't wash their hands and then they touch the panties. Oh, sorry. The underpants, lingerie to inspect it. You're never supposed to take it from package and put it on. You're supposed to always wash it.
What do you mean there's poo in it? That's absurd.
They found poo in new clothes. There you go. Enjoy your fancy outfit. Smarty pants. Yeah, poo. Okay, fecal. I was going to say fetal matter. Fecal matter. Yeah. Oh, God, I'm glad I'm here today. Let me write that down. That was an excellent segment. Seriously.
No.
You should always wash it before you put it on.
Because I defy you to prove this piece of information.
I will. Well,
I'm trying to help
moment.
People here. I'm sitting here doing my homework, coming in with fresh new tips that are achievable and accessible, and you're talking about crapping your underwear?
No, I didn't say crapping in my underwear. I said never when you buy, go to the store and you buy new underwear. Always make sure you wash it first. Don't put it on right away because there's toxins.
Okay. I think you are way overtired.
You know what? Your people are going to be really happy I said that.
We should break. Oh, I'm going to break us. I'm making an executive decision.
You know,
break us. Cut
mad.
The mic.
You make me mad.
Dear God. Cut the... Turn it off.
Okay, so we are ready to take some calls.
I'm excited.
That we're all calm.
I was perfectly professional as always. You, on the other hand, are questionable.
Well, I still think that there's going to be a lot of people will enjoy what I possibly said.
I find it highly unlikely.
No. Gina's waiting for you.
Oh, good. Yeah. Finally, a normal person.
Yes, Gina's
for me to talk to. Is she there?
She's there.
Oh, good.
Yes, I'm here.
Thank goodness. Hello, Jean.
Well, hello, Jillian. This is just such a pleasant surprise.
Oh, thank you, buddy. What's going on?
Well, I read today that, you know, you were taking questions. And just yesterday, I asked myself, I go, how do I break this chain? I sit here at this desk at work, you know, 8 hours out of the day. And most of the time, it's very, very trying and frustrating. And I get up in the morning and I pack myself, you know, a healthy lunch. I don't ever go out and eat junk food, fast food. I try to follow, but I find myself recently, I just have to get out from the office and go reward myself with like a Rolo McFlurry.
I love you.
With a what?
Oh, you haven't had a Rolo McFlurry?
Oh, of course I haven't had a Rolo McFlurry. What is that?
Oh, it's just like taking any kind of frozen delight and make it even worse by putting chopped up Rolo candies in.
Oh, wow.
You know? Oh, it's to die for.
What are you doing, Janice? Stop encouraging her. Oh, my gosh.
I understand, Jean.
I understand, Jean, but we cannot
Oh, we're not allowed. Okay, sorry. I'll be quiet now. I'm going to go over in the corner.
Janice, meanwhile, popping a peanut M&M and then going and sitting in the corner, literally. Okay, buddy, a couple of things. I actually want to sort of address this as seriously as possible, because I do get it, and I'm hearing you. However, the ways that you are treating yourself ultimately are self-destructive and will make you feel worse in the long run. So my presumption is that you're calling because you've either lost weight or you're gaining weight or you want to lose weight. And am I right here?
Yes. All of the above.
Okay. So it's fine every now and again to have, a Rollo McFlurry. But but there are a couple of things about this that don't thrill me. Number one, I never want to see you treating yourself or rewarding yourself with food, because it begins to take on that association of like, it's there for me, it comforts me, it's, you know, you look forward to it, you live for it, and it's the treat food, and you deserve it, and it becomes. You know, it's so sad because in this economy right now, times are so tough and people can't afford a lot, but they can afford a friggin' Rollo McFlurry, right? So it's like, well, here's what I can afford. It's, you know, however many couple of bucks, and it's quick and it's easy and come on, Jillian, try again. It's instantaneous. But what happens is, and Janice used to say this to me, she put this really well, which, Janice, finally something you did right. Janice would say, think through the drink. And it's an AA term, right, Jay? And what I don't want you to, obviously, you're not drinking, but I want you to think through the Rollo McFlurry. And what I mean by that is, before you have the Rollo McFlurry, I want you to play the whole thing out in your head, right? So you go, you get the Rollo McFlurry, and for 5, maybe 10 minutes, it's like, woo, this is good. Then it's over, the Rollo McFlurry is down your gullet, and how do you feel?
Oh, terrible.
Okay. Then
regretful, remorseful.
Yeah. Now, it's the end of the week, and you've put 3 Rollo McFlurries in your tummy, and the scale is up 2 pounds. Now, how do you feel? Your jeans didn't button in the morning. How do you feel?
Even worse, and I'm critical of myself. You know, just feel like more of a failure than I did last week.
Okay. You know. So what I want you to do is to start making the association, the emotional association with the Rollo McFlurry, with those feelings of regret, you know, feeling like you've let yourself down, feeling less than sexy, less than beautiful, less than pretty, right? Where it makes you feel bloated and it makes you feel, you know, soft, and you don't feel good about your body, and, you know, you feel like, regretful, and you wish you hadn't done it. So I want you to go Rollo McFlurry, play it all the way through to those feelings and sit in those feelings. And when you think Rollo McFlurry, that's the association I want you to make.
Okay.
Now,
think about the afterwards.
Yes. You cannot function on impulse, okay? Impulse is trouble. You have to, you know, we talked about this actually in another show about living in the pause of stopping and thinking, what are the ramifications of these actions? How will it get me closer to my goals? Will I feel more comforted and more nurtured if I have this? The answer is no. You're going to feel way worse, way more depressed, and, you know, out of control. So I want you to think that through. Now, that's one part of this, all right? The second part of this is that you do deserve to feel nurtured, and you do deserve to treat yourself. But how can we do that with something that is life-affirming instead of self-destructive? So, for example, can you get a manicure pedicure? Can you buy yourself a new bathing suit? Can you treat yourself to something, whether it's a movie or a spin class or something you love? I don't know if you have a hobby that you're into, or is there something that you love to do or that's beautifying or life-affirming, that is even hygiene-focused or clothing-focused, that's going to make you feel good about yourself and nurture you at the same time? A foot massage? What can you think of?
Yeah, well, you know, a mani and pedi, that is something that I consider to be a luxury. So I think perhaps if every time I think contemplating buying a $3 Rollo McFlurry, I put it in my mani pedi fund.
Yeah.
And then when I get $30, I will go and have, whenever I have the urge, I will put $3 in my mani-pedi fund.
Yeah.
And then that will be my reward for, you know, I'll just keep a little jar here on my desk, and that'll be a visual. You know, this is good and not, you know.
Right. Yeah. And, but what else can we do? What else can we do that's free? Like, do you have a dog? Do you, that would, you know.
Yes.
What
yes.
about walking the pup on the, like, do you like to, I think maybe get, do you like spending time with your, like, I love my dogs. I love my horse.
Oh, yes.
I love to see my horse. Like, yeah. I love it. It's like, I think to myself, I'm going to make time for to see Buzz later. And it's just, I get outside. It's just me. I put my headphones on. I sing to him. He hates it. And it's like, I'm in heaven, right? And it could be just me going on the beach and playing with the dogs. Or it could be, you know, I love cars. And sometimes I just like to read car magazines. And I'm like, I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to read my car magazines. Or I watch my favorite show and I can't wait to get home and watch, you know, Breaking Bad or whatever it might be. And I find these things that I love, these indulgences, like my favorite show or a movie I've been wanting to rent or playing with my animals or, you know, getting together with friends and taking a spin class. It's like I make time for myself to do things I love. Mm-hmm. You know, is there something that you love?
Last night I went to my first jazzercise class.
Oh!
And I've always been a diehard noon hour walker.
But
out here in California, you know, it gets a little hot, so I try to find some place to walk indoors. Well, sometimes there isn't anything available, and that's the days that I go, well, I'm just going to get in the car and go for a drive, and then I end up
at the McFlurry.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I get you.
I do really think I, you know, have a lot of healthy habits, but it's just every once in a while those I get off track with that. I'm sick of this. I got to get away. I can't go walk. I'm going to go. So
I know, honey. I know. And by the way, you might. I mean, again, I don't know the circumstances of the job, but if it makes you that unhappy, it might be worth looking into another gig.
Yeah.
I find that when I'm extraordinarily, you know, honey, when you're that unhappy by something, you know, something makes you that unhappy, it's life generally guiding you towards a course correction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a signal to move. But I get times are tough. I'm not going to elaborate. I'll let you chew on that. And in the meantime, you start really looking for things that you love to do. That are going to make you feel good, that are going to make you feel strong, that are going to make you feel beautiful, and start saving that McFlurry money and put it towards something real. A vacation, a mani-pedi, a cute little outfit, something like that.
You got it.
Okay.
You got it. I'm going to get my little piggy bank right here, and I like it, and this helps immensely. I'm just thrilled that I actually got to talk to you today.
Oh, thank you.
I so admire you, and I always read and anything I can get my hands on that you've written or endorsed, it's good.
Oh, thank you. Have you read Unlimited?
No.
Okay, you need that. That's going to help you a lot with this. So Janice is already getting her little pen. So I'm going to get an address for you. I'm going to send you that. I want you to read it. I think it's really going to speak to this kind of stuff. You'll get it on a deeper level than I could convey on this little call. Okay.
Awesome.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Cool.
I really appreciate you calling.
Thank you so much, Jillian.
Have a great day.
Keep on doing what you do because you do it so well.
Thanks.
Make life easier for so many people.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Have a good day.
You too.
Okay.
Okay, bye. I make life easier. Did you hear what she said? Life is easier. I don't, actually. That's what kills me. I think I actually make life harder, but I might make it better. It's not easy.
No. Oh, yeah.
I don't make life easy.
Oh, my God.
I don't make life easy for people. I never say things like, just take the stairs. I never give them, like, it'll, you know, surface tips. Or I never placate people. I don't make things easy for them. I make it harder. But I hope that I make it better.
Which is why people respond to you.
Yeah, maybe.
have Renee is chomping at the bit to talk to you.
Oh,
Renee
good.
Is
like, super. Hi. Hi, buddy.
Oh, Julian, I love you. God bless you. I got you inspire me.
Thank you.
I'm 64 years old.
Okay.
I just retired about a year and a half ago.
Gotcha.
All I want to drop is 20 pounds.
Okay.
Now, just to go on so you know, I'm going to say this quick, so I don't know how much time you have, but...
I got all the time in the world for you.
You're so kind. I turned around, and last year I retired in February.
Okay.
And in my heart, I really wasn't ready. It was 62. But the bottom line is, they gave me a buyout on my job. I was making fantastic money.
Okay.
And I retired with all the bennies, which is the health.
Okay,
you know,
benefits, gotcha.
Benefits with, okay, for life. So a little health, life insurance, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
2 months after that, I wind up losing my best friend. Now, here's where I need you.
Yeah.
Now, here, because I know you're very, you're not only motivating, but you, I know you do a lot of studying with the proper food, and I was just on your YouTubes on the computer. I'm out of my mind because I listened to you with Molo Thomas, well, we could go on, the doctors, and blah, blah, blah. And by the way, I never knew you were into self-defense, and I love that, too. I was a green belt brown tip, well, many moons ago.
Oh, good for you.
Well, I'm going back. You know, I got to get involved. Now, after losing my girlfriend, which was in April of last year, and I'm still not over that.
I would imagine not.
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to talk to you like I know you 100 years. It sucks. She had problems. She had MS.
Okay.
And I was like her stone. You know, don't worry. We'll move down the shore. We'll get a little house, get a little dog. I'm going to work. Blah, blah. But you know what? It just wasn't meant to be.
Okay.
God took her. Now, here I am. I went into depression.
Yeah.
Now, here, let's move on. I'm going to go right back into this year.
Okay.
I live in Newark, New Jersey, the eastern, you know, near New York, 20 minutes away from the big city. Now, we have all these blizzards and all this and that. Now, mind you, I'm not working. Started collecting Social Security, wow.
Okay.
And pension. I said, So now, with all this bad weather, you can't, you know, you couldn't go anywhere. We had blizzards after blizzards. Now comes my eyes. I wind up getting my cataract surgery done.
Okay.
1 month, it started in March. I had to go off for the blood work and not everything was good and lung, da-da-da-da. And one eye at a time.
Yeah.
That's over with. Now, at this time, let me bring you up right now where I am. I've gained weight. Because you couldn't work out. You couldn't bend.
Yeah.
And I had to go to a beauty parlor just to get my hair washed. You believe this? I said, dear God. Well, what are you going to do? And if you sneeze, you had to sneeze with your mouth open, la, 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 la. Well, you know what? I'm not overweight. Well, I am. I just today, this morning, got up, went to the doctor's just for my blood work. Blood pressure.
Okay.
You're fine.
Okay.
I got on a scale. I said, oh, dear God in heaven. I said to the girl, watch that, how you do this. Starts laughing. You sure you didn't just say broke? Starts laughing. So it's 146.
Okay.
Normal weight I want to be is at least 120.
Can I ask how tall you are?
I'm 5'4". I'm not a giant. I got thin legs, chicken legs.
That's,
I don't have fat, you know, with the rollers.
Okay, because, yeah, I mean, 120 is a slim 1'4". I'm 115 on a good day at 5'3". So, okay. All right. That's healthy.
Now, here I am with you now. This is me talking with you right now. Thank God. And, all right, here's what you say. You mentioned vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
I only take calcium.
Okay.
And I take omega-3 because, well, I have a problem with cholesterol.
Well, honey, hold on with the calcium for a second. Calcium, are you being supervised with your calcium? Because for calcium...
No.
Okay. How many milligrams of calcium are you taking?
Hold on, let me check.
Okay.
Let's see, I got to go in the fridge. I take 2 a day of what's the... Okay, here we go. With D, it's calcium with D, healthy bones, da-da-da. 300 tablets, so what's the milligram on it? 600.
Great. Okay, because your body... Exactly. You don't want to take over 600 milligrams in a supplement. Also, though, because it actually...
But I take 2. Is that okay?
So you're taking 1,200 a day?
Yeah, no good.
At a time?
Well, yeah.
Okay, well, your body can't even absorb more than 600.
I just...
At one time. So,
okay, gotcha.
So you want to take... 600 milligrams,
okay,
but you also need magnesium and vitamin D.
For your... I have that separate.
You have magnesium. Okay. And you're taking your magnesium with
No, I haven't. I'm sorry. I have it in refrigerant.
Okay. You know, what you might want to do is just get a calcium magnesium supplement so they come together.
Okay.
Because magnesium and vitamin D allow the body to absorb the calcium. Calcium is very complex. If you have too much calcium, it's a bad thing. If you don't have enough calcium, it's a bad thing. If you don't have magnesium and D with the calcium, then you're not getting proper absorption. So just for future reference, I would get the calcium and magnesium together and follow the recommended dose. Don't take over 600 milligrams of calcium in a go, and don't take it with a multivitamin because iron and calcium have the same receptor sites. They can block each other, if that makes any sense.
One more thing that I take is, it's double strength of the fish oil, omega-3.
Okay.
Now, because my doctor gave me blood work and my triglycerides were high, it was for something. Well, listen, I'm not going to lie to you. I lie to me. It's so stupid. I know it's the cheese, and then I binge. You know, I watch a movie. Not working is not good for me. You know, I tried to get it part-time. Well, that's another side of this story. But he told me to take four of the omega-3 for my cholesterol.
Okay.
So I've been doing that.
Okay.
And now I do take, let's see here, what else? Brazilian nuts. You speak well on that. Now,
Brazilian nuts.
Where would one buy them?
Well, okay. Hold on one second.
I'm too fast for it. I'm sorry.
No. It's not that. I just want to put you in a slight course correction here. You're talking to me about all the things that you're adding in, okay? And that's okay, but you haven't talked to me about the things that you're removing, and that's really where you need to start.
Oh, I gotcha. All right, so listen. I was eating sandwiches, and I'm not going to lie. You get the munchies, and I would have ham and cheese, and at night pick on a sandwich or there's something going on in the world. I can't stand this president between me and you. But anyway, and I got very upset. I must say this. A month ago, he went on the news and said, we got to cut Social Security. I was ready to cut my wrist. Okay? Let's talk.
Okay. Wait a minute. I want to keep you focused, though. Let me keep you focused here. Here's the goal. Let me just, from this all of this and cutting your wrists and the president and the thing and the snacks and the fish oil and the thing. Here's what I've pulled out. You want to lose about 20 pounds.
Yes.
Okay. Great. That would bring us to 127. I feel fine with that. Okay. Now, in order to do, and you're like, I'm getting Brazil nuts and calcium pills.
Well, I'm following what you say.
Okay, but wait a minute. You're missing the first part of what I say, which is remove crap from your, you don't want to overeat and you want to eat high quality foods. How many did you, so is the, you know, I still don't know the question either.
Right.
What is the question?
The thing is.
It's okay. I try to collect my thoughts here, so I need to focus them with what is our...
All right, listen, I'm going to start. I got your DVDs. I work on them.
Okay.
Now, you got to remember, when I'm watching these, because you got to go... I don't want to go to a gym. And then I started the Zumba. Oh, please.
Okay.
And I was jiggling with that. Now, my stomach, you know, I do jiggle. I don't need those little batons that make noise. They make their own, okay?
Okay.
And I have spurs on my neck.
Okay.
Through being thrown, doing self-defense.
Okay.
I'm 64.
Gotcha, okay.
Like, when I do the sit-ups, I do it on a ball.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you something. Three years ago, I had a bet with somebody, and she measured me and took my waist of the thing, but then, would hope. Wow. I kicked ass, girl. I ate salads every day. Every day.
But wait, honey, wait a minute. Wait,
what?
Tell me the question.
You're laughing over here.
No, no. Yes, we are. We are. We are laughing. But wait a second. Wait. Okay. Wait. But wait a minute, though. Tell me the question.
Well,
because I can't help you if I don't know the question.
I want to lose, but like quick. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, that's the question.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
so
sorry.
No, you have nothing to be sorry about.
I'm just so excited that I'm talking to you.
And let me tell you, I am excited to be talking to you.
And I'm not.
So here's what I want you to do, okay?
Yeah.
Are you counting calories?
No.
Okay, sweetheart, how, you can't, okay, Weight loss is addition and subtraction. Okay. So you've got to eat less calories than you're burning.
Okay.
So I want you to get a little calorie counter, all right, or download a calorie counting app, and I want you to eat about 1,400 calories a day. Don't go over that, though.
1,400 calories.
In fact, you know what? Shoot for 12, because then you're going to hit 14. So shoot for 1,200 calories a day.
Okay.
And green vegetables are free.
I knew you were going to say that. I can't stand broccoli.
Okay. Well, you don't have to eat broccoli. It doesn't have to pass your lips. So we don't.
How about spinach? I love spinach.
I'm fine with that. Yeah, spinach is a cool. Yeah. So
string beans.
Absolutely.
How about lima beans?
Not free because it's a bean, so it's slightly different. It's got a little more calories.
Cool.
But how about lettuce, salad, spinach, kale, Brussels sprouts, things like that. Greens.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, so those things are going to be free. And then I want you to shake your little butt.
Yes.
About 3 to 4 times a week for 30 to 45 minutes.
Gotcha.
And then you can start getting all fancy with, you know, the multivithamin and the calcium, magnesium, and it's going to be that simple, honey. You're overthinking it.
Multivitamin like the one a day?
Yeah. No. Okay. Sorry. Let me clarify that. The one a day is those cheap ones, over-the-counter ones, where you get like a 3-month supply for $10. You might as well light your $10 on fire. It has no bioavailability. It's cheap. So the quality of the vitamins are cheap. It doesn't make it through the stomach acid into your cells.
Okay.
If you can supplement, and I know this is expensive, but it's worth investing in a $30 bottle of vitamins for a 1-month supply. And I know people are going, oh my gosh, $1 a day for vitamins.
Oh no, I could deal with that.
Okay, wonderful. Then if you've got the money, I prefer you get a quality vitamin. It makes a huge difference.
I go to the health food store. I get mad. And Dr. What's his name with the walnut oil? Him too, and coconut oil. I got all this crap here. The girl says, "Aren't you using it?"
But you're
BFC. I got her going nuts.
Okay, but you know, all I want you to do, and I get it. You're getting a little too fancy. You're putting the cart in front of the horse here. So you just count those calories and you shake your butt. That's all I need from you right now.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much for calling.
You're so kind. I thought you were going to beat the shit out of me.
Well, I can't. We're on the phone. I can't reach you through the phone line.
I wish you have no idea. Just a week. Man, I'll kick ass, let me tell you. But because you, somebody like, they're not your friend. Yeah, well, tomorrow we'll walk. Beep, 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 beep. You know, come on. I walk. Oh, that's another thing. I'm a speed walker.
Oh.
Well. Oh, I work out. I got a bike.
Okay.
Inside. I got the ball, and then I do stretches. I got the mat.
All right, I love all of this. All right, buddy, Janice is going crazy giving me. We have to end the show.
Oh, all right.
But we are very proud of you. You do what I said, and you will see results, and all that stuff is awesome. Wait, see, what did you say?
Would I ever talk to you again?
You can absolutely call back and update us.
On that, what number? Wait, I have it. It's 1-888-950-6611.
Exactly.
All
right,
you're a sweetheart. Thank you.
Have a great day.
I am now.
Okay.
Talk to you.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, say goodbye.
Fine.
Goodbye. Peace.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger. I've been friends with her for 10 years. one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.